Marjorie.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Emma. So I'm in Marjorie's lounge and I can see you've got your well-thumbed, I think we can say, brochure from Capita about the personal independence payment. Take this story back to the beginning. Tell me how you first came to be needing to claim PIP.
I had a hip replacement done, which ended up in a dislocation immediately. I had to have a brace. I became completely housebound.
And before the operation, what was your life like then?
I led a very active life. I was working. I loved walking. And that has all now ended. That's the end of that part of my life. It makes me feel very unworthy. And it's so sad to have to be dependent on my son, who's a young lad.
Talk me through the last few months, how you've been surviving financially. What benefit you've been getting?
I haven't been getting any benefit at all, with the exception of I've been put on statutory sick pay, which has now come to an end. Survival has just been by luck, because I haven't been able to pay my bills. I've been practically only left with about £20 in my pocket.
What has been your battle, if you like, with the personal independence payment?
They came in on the 28th of February, did her assessment, and, actually gave me the result on the spot, and told me I'm a high rated, practically chased them up every month. And all they just tell me is, oh, your case hasn't even been assessed as yet.
And you've told BBC Radio Stoke you've used food banks and the church to be able to eat.
Every fortnight.
How does that feel?
Suicidal. You don't feel like waking up at all. Been locked up in your own house. I'd love to get back to work. My life is basically a life of worry. And I'm a zombie. That's my life. That's what my life has become.
Marjorie, hopefully some reason for you not to worry today. Since you spoke to BBC Radio Stoke, we've been in touch with the DWP. And we've spoken to them about your case. And they've told us that actually your PIP, your personal independent payments, are going to be backdated to November last year, and they're on their way to you.
Oh, thank you, BBC. You really did it. You really did it. And I just want to thank you very, very much. My life is going to change. I just feel like crying. I believe life is going to start again. I really wish they didn't have to put us through all of this. If I wasn't listening to the radio, I'd still be sitting in this position without you talking to me. Maybe you'd have heard I'm in the papers that I've committed suicide.
You have contemplated suicide?
Yes, I have. Really, really tried to do it on about 2-3 occasions. But then I'd always look at my son. I'd look at my son and something would stop me.
The phone's just rang in Marjorie's house. I'm not sure if that might be the DWP.
Marcus, good afternoon. Thank you very much. So the notification will be coming in the post in the next 7 working days. Am I correct?
So that was the phone call. That was the DWP.
That was the DWP.
How do you feel hearing it from them, not just from the BBC?
Too good to be true.
Do you want to tell your son, Marcus?
Marcus! Do you know what that call was? And Emma also brought good news.
What's that?
It's been approved and backdated from November 2013. Isn't that a change to life now?
It's good to see a smile on my mom's face at last. It's sorted now, it's done now, so it's all good.
Are you a woman relieved?
I can now sit back and plan my future. Get back to living.